Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Even though winter is holding on with a passion, the time to remove ice shanties from Wisconsin lakes is nearing. Captain April Dombrowski, head of the DNR's Recreational Safety and Outdoor Skills section, says the deadlines remind people to start removal efforts sooner when the ice is more likely to be solid. She says the deadline for people fishing south of Highway 64 was Sunday. It's a few days later for those north of Highway 64.
And as far as for, you know, northern Wisconsin, those areas that are north of Highway 64 and all other outlying waters, the deadline to have those ice shanties removed will be, you know, Sunday, March 17th this year.
Dombrowski says the DNR realizes the challenges of Wisconsin's sometimes rapidly changing weather conditions. She says they understand the shacks may be frozen in place by several inches of ice and some lakes have thick snow. She says law enforcement will use discretion for people working to get shanties off the ice. Dombrowski recommends anglers begin immediately to assess their shanties, removal possibilities, and work with local vendors, fishing clubs, friends, and others for assistance. The DNR encourages ice anglers to call the department's hotline, 1-800-TIP-WDNR, to report their situation if they are having difficulty meeting the removal deadline. Ospreys are the focus of the next Science on Tap Wednesday in Minocqua. Ken Kroll has more.
Raptor populations were struggling, but due to a focused effort to improve habitat and cut chemicals, the numbers are rebounding. Bruce Bacon worked for 34 years with the DNR in wildlife management and research. He says ospreys now are doing well, and he says ospreys come from being on the endangered species list to being protected by the Migratory Bird Act.
And then I'll be talking about how we got there from the times when DDT was widely used after World War II and caused eggshell thinning, which then caused species like osprey and eagles and other fish-eating bird populations to crash, and then how they recovered after DDT was banned, Wisconsin being one of the first states to ban DDT.
Bacon says while ospreys are doing well overall in some places where they compete with eagles for fish, their numbers are less. He says ospreys are very specific fish eaters.
Eagles, you know, their diet is quite varied. They can scavenge, they can kill, they scavenge on venison, they can, kill rabbits and stuff, and it's quite more varied diet, whereas the osprey, they're just strictly fish eaters, and they tend not to scavenge fish either, so they're looking for fish that are near the surface.
Bacon says elevated platforms have helped ospreys nest. He will discuss factors, both historic and current, affecting osprey populations. He will also discuss insights from a 3-year study where cameras were positioned on osprey nests, offering a unique view. Bruce Bacon's presentation is at 6:30 p.m. Wednesday at Minocqua Brewing Company in Minocqua. If you can't make it, there's more at scienceontapminocqua.org. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.
Pop-up stores are a trend across the American landscape. Pop-ups are temporary retail spaces that sell merchandise of any kind for a limited number of days, usually 3 months or less. In Land O'Lakes, the Vilas County Economic Development Corporation has found some success offering this type of opportunity. Vilas County Economic Development Corporation Vice President David Jude says the short-term opportunities are rare in retail leasing.
Northwoods towns, these small towns, buildings are too big, and the expectations of landlords are such that you just can't find a way to come together. Our hope was if we could change things around so that we could rent space to people as needed, not worry about leases, and focus really on what the needs are of an individual, we might have a chance of success.
Jude says they've had several small businesses come into the space for a short period. The building in Land O'Lakes had been empty for a while, and with the help of the corporation, has found some temporary tenants.
We really want to have, when we're done, roadmap for other small communities, other places that have empty retail stores, to provide them with at least a starting point to help them kind of launch a similar kind of activity, because we think it's going to be successful, plus it's just a lot of fun.
We have a longer interview with David Jude at WXPR.org. A Wisconsin state senator says her Republican Party will hold the line against tax hikes and increased spending. State Senator Alberta Darling was talking about proposals included in Democratic Governor Tony Evers' first state budget. The comments by the co-chair of the Joint Finance Committee were broadcast during the Upfront program Sunday. Darling says she likes Evers' plans for corrections reforms and thinks he has some good ideas about education. On the same program, Democratic Senator LaTanya Johnson said the Walker administration focused more on business, while Evers focuses on people. Our forecast today, partly sunny and cold with a high near 6, isolated flurries late. Tonight, scattered snow showers, mostly cloudy, a low of 7 below. Isolated flurries tomorrow, partly sunny and a high near 11. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.